How many of you have ever felt so passionately about something or someone until you asked the opinion of another? Then you went spinning into the pit of uncertainty, confusion, and maybe even doubt. Perhaps it was a change in your career, buying or selling a piece of property, or dating someone of a different nationality. We often hear the experts say that we should not share our dreams with too many people. The reason is simple. People are fickle. They can have the best intentions in the world. However, their passions are not yours, and vice versa. This past Tuesday, a new documentary was released to DVD called Afropunk. The Los Angeles Times ran an article and interview with the movie's creator, a brother named James Spooner. Now, Spooner talks about how the ethnic identity of the African-American musicians, along with their, quote, deep attraction to the aesthetics and idealism of punk rock, often keeps them from being fully accepted as a member of either group, end of quote. How true is that in multicultural dating? It seems as though we're either not understood or misunderstood. Either way, it sometimes becomes easier to give up than to give it another try. That's why it's so important to have a network of like-minded friends, friends that you can make here on our site. You wouldn't consult a foot doctor about an issue with your heart. You wouldn't ask a virgin about sex advice or tips, right? So why would anyone rely on the sole opinion of their family and friends about dating someone of a different culture if they've never dated anyone outside of their own race? Crazier things have happened. Now back to the documentary. I haven't seen it yet, but the article did capture my attention enough to share it with a friend. Recently, she made a choice to end a 20-year career of working for someone else. Her career had come to a standstill. Now, the passion was still there, but the results were not. How many times have we stayed in a relationship long after we've known it was over, using excuses like, "He or she is a good person. At least I know about their faults, and I'll have to start over with someone new." I didn't say they were good excuses, just excuses. No matter what well-meaning friends say, like you can do better or that job, man or woman doesn't appreciate you, each person has to find out for themselves and make that ultimate decision to stay or go on their own. What really hit home for me in the article was the passion and the dedication that this young black man had for a culture that looked nothing like him. In a society that's quick to stereotype and categorize you, James Spooner isn't afraid to do what he loves and loves what he does. How many of us can honestly stand tall and firm when we're not understood or misunderstood? Somehow I think that both James and my friend will be better than okay with their decisions to pursue greatness, even when mediocrity is handed to us on a platter. Don't you deserve to have a love that shares your beliefs, goals, and is with you for all the right reasons? What have you done lately to reward the greatness in you? Oh yeah, that's right. You came here. Go make a friend. You both deserve it.